Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Stephen Colbert is not backing down in an extraordinary public dispute with his bosses at CBS over what he can air on his late-night talk show. On the late-night show yesterday, Colbert said he was surprised by a statement from CBS denying that its lawyers told him he couldn't show an interview with Democratic Texas Senate candidate James Tallarico. Colbert told viewers yesterday the network was concerned about FCC Chairman Brendan Carr trying to enforce the equal time rule, which requires broadcasters to provide the same airtime to opposing candidates when one appears on the air. Colbert did post the interview with Tallarico on YouTube. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a new book by a French woman who survived sexual violence at the hands of her husband.
Gisèle Pelicot became a symbol of surviving sexual violence when her husband went on trial in 2024 for drugging his wife so that other men could assault her. The French woman recounts her story in her new book called A Hymn to Life, Shame Has to Change Sides. She tells RTL Radio in an interview that she has reclaimed her life and that now she's a woman of peace. She says her book is a message of hope, a reminder that despite all the ordeals we may face in life, we can rise again. Pelicot's book was released Tuesday in 22 languages. Her husband, Dominique Pelicot, was sentenced to 20 years in prison. 50 other men were also found guilty, receiving prison sentences ranging from 3 years to 15 years. I'm Donna Warder.
World shares and U.S. futures gained as most Asian markets remained closed for Lunar New Year holidays. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. In California, near Lake Tahoe, rescuers continue to search for 9 backcountry skiers who went missing after an avalanche. 6 additional skiers from the tour group have been rescued.
Crews have rescued 6 backcountry skiers who survived an avalanche during a snowstorm near California's Lake Tahoe. They had been trapped by snow and ice, and it took several hours to reach them. But 9 other members of the tour group remain missing. A Tahoe National Forest avalanche forecaster with the Sierra Avalanche Center says all 15 skiers were on the last day of a 3-day backcountry skiing trek, and they had spent 2 nights at huts in rugged terrain. The center had issued an avalanche warning starting 5 a.m. Tuesday, with large slides expected into Wednesday. I'm Donna Warder.
The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a Polish army ban on Chinese vehicles.
Poland's army has banned Chinese-made vehicles from entering its military facilities over fears they can collect sensitive data. The Polish army says that Chinese manufacturers of modern cars, which can collect video, audio, and location data, could share it with the Chinese government. Under the ban, modern cars are allowed into secure areas only if recording and tracking functions stay switched off. It also bans connecting official Polish army phones to any China-made car infotainment system. The Polish army calls the move preventative and in line with other NATO practices. China is rejecting the security claim.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
There have been more U.S. boat strikes. The military says 3 boats accused of smuggling drugs in Latin American waters were hit, killing 11 people. It's one of the deadliest days of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers. Videos posted by Southern Command show the boats either moving or bobbing in the water before the explosions engulf them in flames. People can be seen sitting in 2 of the small open vessels before they're destroyed. At least 145 people have been killed since the administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists in small vessels since early September. Critics have questioned the overall legality of the strikes, as well as their effectiveness, in part because the fentanyl behind many fatal overdoses is typically trafficked to the U.S. over land from Mexico. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal judge says ICE cannot re-detain the Salvadoran national whose case has become a focal point in the immigration debate. Kilmar Abrego Garcia has lived in Maryland for years after coming to the U.S. illegally as a teen. He was mistakenly deported to his home country last year, and since his return in June, the Homeland Security Department's been trying to send him to a series of African countries. But the judge in Maryland says a 90-day detention period has expired, and the government has no viable plan for deporting Abrego Garcia. There's no clear path in sight to ending the partial government shutdown that started Saturday. Congressional Democrats and the White House could not reach a deal to fund the Homeland Security Department through September, and neither side is backing down. Democrats want big changes in immigration operations after federal officers killed two American citizens in Minneapolis. But the administration is rejecting demands that officers clearly identify themselves and take off masks. The shutdown is narrowly targeted to DHS's umbrella of agencies, including the TSA and FEMA. ICE and Customs and Border Protection work is mostly unaffected because of last year's law that gave them billions in funding. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An immigration judge halts the deportation of an activist who led protests at Columbia University. The judge has dismissed the Trump administration's deportation case against Mohsen Madawi, a Palestinian graduate student. The judge says she has terminated the case because of a procedural misstep by government attorneys. They failed to properly certify an official document they intended to use as evidence. The Trump administration may appeal the decision. Last month, a separate immigration judge blocked the government's attempts to deport a Tufts University graduate student over an op-ed criticizing the school's response to the war in Gaza. I'm Mike Hempen.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to testify Wednesday in Los Angeles in an unprecedented trial in which a now 20-year-old woman claims her early use of social media addicted her to the technology and exacerbated her depression and suicidal thoughts. Meta Platforms and Google's YouTube are the two remaining defendants in the case. TikTok and Snap have settled. At a congressional hearing, Zuckerberg apologized to families who say their lives have been upended by tragedies caused by social media. But a Meta spokesperson says the company strongly disagrees with the allegations in this lawsuit. I'm Donna Warder.
Investigators searching for Nancy Guthrie were hoping DNA from a discarded glove might yield clues, but a match was not found in the National CODIS database. Still, they're not giving up. That glove seemed to match ones worn by the masked man seen on camera on Guthrie's porch when she went missing after being dropped at home by family on January 31st. Police are still investigating that thread, including the mystery man's backpack, which may have come from Walmart, and are analyzing other DNA found at Guthrie's home and working to locate her through her pacemaker. Also, the sheriff Monday announcing they were ruling out her family and their spouses as suspects. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities say four people have died in crashes involving over 30 vehicles on a Colorado interstate. The crashes Tuesday on both sides of Interstate 25 south of Pueblo occurred at a time when authorities say blowing dirt made it nearly impossible to see. The Colorado State Patrol says dirt kicked up by heavy winds caused brownout conditions. 29 people suffered injuries, ranging from minor to serious. The crashes involved six semi-trailers. The patrol says another vehicle involved was a pickup hauling a trailer carrying 32 goats, four of which died. The cause of the crashes is being investigated. The lack of visibility will be considered one of the factors, but investigators say there may be others. I'm Mike Hempen.
Pawtucket, Rhode Island Police Chief Tina Gonzalez says the person who opened fire at an ice rink Monday afternoon targeted members of their own family who were there to watch a younger son play hockey.
One of the victims was his ex-wife, Rhonda Dorgan, and also his son. Adult son Aiden Dorgan.
The chief says Robert Dorgan, who often went by the name Roberta Esposito, also wounded their ex-wife's parents and a family friend. Dorgan had apparently been to many hockey games before without incident.
It doesn't appear that there was any conversation or confrontation between the family before the incident happened.
The chief credited Good Samaritans in the stands with helping to cut the tragedy short.
They intervened, and at least three bystanders were able to succumb the suspect. At that time, the suspect did reach for a second firearm, and he did inflict a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
I'm Jennifer King.
High school students in Georgia testified in court about the horrors of being shot during their algebra class. On trial is Colin Gray, the father of Colt Gray, who investigators say carefully planned a 2024 shooting at a school near Atlanta. Two teachers and two students were killed. A ninth grader testified she thought she was going to die.
I was screaming that I got shot. I got shot. I was yelling that I was shot.
When did you first know that you got shot?
When I looked down on my wrist and I saw it.
As paramedics carried her out of the school building, she saw Colt Gray on the floor with his hands behind his back and screamed obscenities at him.
I thought that they were going to have to amputate my hand. Okay. Yeah.
So they take you outside.
And I remember yelling at him that we were kids.
Colt Gray was 14 at the time and faces 4 counts of murder. He'll be tried later. His father faces 2 counts of second-degree murder and 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter. I'm Ed Donahue.
An explosion, possibly from gas, rips through a church in upstate New York Tuesday morning, injuring 5 people, including the pastor and 4 firefighters who were responding to a report of a gas odor at the Abundant Life Church in rural Boonville, about 50 miles northeast of Syracuse. State troopers say the building was reportedly heated by propane cylinders. Police say 4 people were in the church's basement when the furnace turned on, triggering an explosion. A firefighter on the first floor trying to ventilate the building was thrown against a wall by the blast. Police say there's no initial indication of criminal activity. The long-ago husband of former First Lady Jill Biden pleading not guilty to charges he killed his current wife in Delaware. Officials say 77-year-old William Stevenson remains in custody on $2 million bail. A state grand jury charged him this month with killing 64-year-old Linda Stevenson. Police say she was found unresponsive at their home on December 28th. Stevenson was married to Jill Biden from 1970 to 1975. 2 years later, she married Joe Biden, who was then a senator. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks wobbled to a quiet finish on Wall Street, even as several individual companies made some big moves. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Tuesday. The index had been down almost 1% earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 32 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite also gained 0.1%. Paramount's Skydance rose 4.9%. Warner Brothers Discovery allowed Paramount to make its best and final offer to buy the entertainment company.
Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Agrochemical giant Bayer has agreed on a proposed $7.25 billion settlement to resolve thousands of U.S. lawsuits over a popular weed killer. The complainants allege the company failed to warn people that Roundup could cause cancer. Bayer denies allegations that the herbicide glyphosate, Roundup's key ingredient, can cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but says the settlement gives the company a road to closure amid mounting litigation costs. The announcement comes as the Supreme Court prepares to hear a separate case in which Bayer is arguing that the EPA's approval of Roundup without a cancer warning should invalidate claims being filed in state courts. I'm Jennifer King.
Thomas Pritzker will retire as the executive chairman of Hyatt Hotels after details of his affiliation with Jeffrey Epstein were revealed in documents related to the investigation of ties the notorious sex trafficker had to the elite and powerful. In a statement, Pritzker said he deeply regrets his association with Epstein and his convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. Emails between Pritzker and Epstein are in a cache of documents released by the DOJ. This comes days after the Dubai government announced a new chairman for logistics company DP World, replacing the outgoing head, Sultan Ahmed bin Salem, who was also named in the Epstein documents. Warner Brothers will reopen takeover talks with Paramount Skydance after receiving a 7-day waiver to do so from its preferred bidder, Netflix. Warner Brothers said in a regulatory filing Tuesday that the waiver will allow it to discuss unresolved deficiencies in Paramount's previous offers. Warner Brothers Discovery now has until Monday to negotiate a possible transaction with Paramount Skydance. Warner Brothers said on Tuesday that its board still recommends unanimously that shareholders vote for the Netflix buyout. Olympic hockey knows all about big hits. That includes Heated Rivalry, a gay hockey romance TV series starring Hudson Williams and Connor Story, who helped carry the Olympic torch. At the Winter Games in Italy, players including Team USA's Zach Werenski spoke with the AP about the show's impact on the sport, which has brought in new fans.
A lot of people are talking about it, so it's I think it's great for the game. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment too much on the actual show, but I think it's definitely good for the sport of hockey. I think whenever you can add more eyes to the game and have people talk about the game and talk about inclusivity, I think it's just great for the sport.
As part of the Olympics, athletes were gifted potted plants. Many of the Canadians named theirs after the lead characters in Heated Rivalry, Shane and Ilya. If you know, you know. I'm Julie Walker.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Japan has upstaged the United States in the short program of the women's figure skating competition at the Milan Cortina Olympics. Ami Nakai and teammate Kaori Sakamoto were 1-2 in the standings Tuesday night, while Alyssa Liu of the U.S. was third. College basketball, number 1 Michigan held off number 7 Purdue 91-80. Wolverines guard Elliot Cadeau scored 14 of his 17 points after halftime and added 7 assists.
I felt like I was being aggressive in the first half. The shots weren't just falling, and they started to fall in the second half.
Former Nuggets coach Doug Moe has died at 87. Tony Clark intends to resign as head of the Major League Baseball Players Association, according to a person familiar with the union's deliberations. The person spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because his decision, first reported by ESPN, had not been announced. Clark's decision comes during an investigation by the U.S. Attorney in Brooklyn, New York, into One Team Partners, a licensing company founded by the union and the NFL Players Association. Tiger Woods is not ruling out a return to the Masters. The 15-time major champion says that playing the first major of the year isn't off the table. Woods is coming off a year in which he didn't compete in a single tournament for the first time in his career. He had disc replacement surgery in October. Most of Woods' time is occupied in the PGA Tour boardroom as head of the committee reshaping the schedule. He has also put on hold being Ryder Cup captain again. Northern Iowa football player Parker Sutherland has died 2 days after collapsing during an off-season workout. School officials announced Saturday that the 18-year-old tight end from Iowa City, Iowa, had died that morning. Northern Iowa coach Todd Stepsis said Monday that the 6'6" Sutherland had collapsed on Thursday. Sutherland appeared in 4 games as a freshman last fall. He had earned second-team All-State honors his senior year at Iowa City High School. He also played football and basketball in high school. I'm Geffen Coolball.
A private Indian university has been booted from a top artificial intelligence summit in New Delhi after one of its staffers displayed a commercially available robotic dog made in China. 2 government officials say Gulgotias University was ordered to take down its stand at the summit a day after the university's professor of communications told a broadcaster that the robotic dog Orion was developed by the university. Internet users, however, quickly identified the robot as the Unitree Go-To sold by China's Unitree Robotics with a starting price tag of $1,600. The Unitree Go-To is widely used in research and education. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Opening the night, the summer school Paraiso do Tuyuti presented the theme Lona Ifa Lukumi, which traces the historical, religious, and philosophical journey of the Ifa tradition from West Africa through the Caribbean to its arrival in Brazil. Rebecca Vittorio Vito, the school's portabandera, that's the flag bearer, describes the deep personal meaning Carnival holds for her. Carnival is my passion. It's where I can heal all my wounds, my sadness. Carnival, it's my love, and I will never let it go. The first float featured ancient Egyptian motifs, referencing Ifa's journey through ancient Egypt, one of the regions influenced by the tradition. Samba and literature rarely share the same stage, but this year, 2 samba schools used their parades to tell the stories of black Brazilian female authors. It's an unusual recognition of writers who have been historically marginalized. Officials want to bridge political and military differences stemming from Russia's all-out invasion of Ukraine almost 4 years ago. The head of the Ukrainian delegation, Rustem Umarov, says on X, "We're working on clarifying the parameters and mechanisms of the decisions discussed yesterday." While President Donald Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, has said on social media, "Washington's push in Ukraine over the past year has brought about meaningful progress." He didn't elaborate, though, and the fighting has continued. The 2 armies are locked in battle on a roughly 750-mile front line, while Russia bombards civilian areas of the country. Overnight, a Russian drone strike in the the southern city of Zaporizhia, killed a woman and injured 7 people, including 2 small children, according to officials. Traditional prayers, fireworks and fairs mark this year's Lunar New Year in China, alongside 21st century humanoid robots. The activities ushered in the Year of the Horse, one of 12 animals in the Chinese zodiac, succeeding the Year of the Snake. Beijing resident Kang Ziling tells the AP, "The symbolism of the horse is quite good. It can mean taking the lead and success upon arrival." Viewers applaud the robots as they sell everyday items. But one Beijing man, Li Bo, says, however, while China's advances in robotics are great, it lacks a bit of the New Year atmosphere, he adds. It's not as enjoyable as when I was watching gala performances. The Lunar New Year is the most important annual holiday in China and some other Eastern nations too, and is celebrated outside the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.